The talk is entitled Truly Cardless, Jackpotting an ATM Using Auxiliary Devices by Olga Koshetova and Alexei Osipov.
Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Hello, everyone. Thanks for waiting the chunk right here in biggest place in my life, not in some other places. Today we are going to describe some new ways to that allows you, not you, bad guys, to eject money from the ATM without touching them. For example, let's say just through the air. I am previously Olga Koshetova, but now I changed my family name, and he is Alexei Osipov. We are the part of security assessment team of Kaspersky Lab, and all of things that we provide you today, and that we usually put in our presentations, we collect through the our everyday work, our during our ATM security assessment, penetration testing, forensic investigation, and of course, if we have enough time, we do some researches. And we try to improve ATM security around the world, but sometimes we are not successful, unfortunately. Let's refresh your memories about ATM. You should remember from previous talks that ATM is just ordinary computer. Looks like your home computer, but this particular box consists of various devices that interact with consumers, such as keyboard, pin pad, touch screen, some buttons, card reader, and devices to interact with cash, such as dispenser, cash recycler, cash-in module, and so on, etc., etc. And let's concentrate on interfaces that are using inside the ATM. There are plenty of various connectors and ports. Sometimes we are pretty surprising when we discovered some unusual interfaces inside the ATM, but the most common is RS-232 or RS-485, and of course USB. The problem with USB is that these connectors, this bus, is pretty common around the world. And devices connected to the PC through the USB, and of course, technicians also use free USB to put flash drive to install some new malware or some new software, doesn't matter. Some antennas, GSM modules, can also connect it to ATM PC through USB ports, and sometimes these USB cables might be discovered outside the USB. You might know that USB classes are pretty pretty familiar with every guys who are developers or who are reverse engineers. And there are plenty of various classes described in libraries. And the most common for ATM is human interface device and vendor specific. Human interface device, it's usually pin pad, card reader, let's say input-output devices. And speaking about vendor-specific communication description, vendor might develop some st- strange things and use it, use the description to communicate, for example, with dispenser or with other devices inside the ATM. But let's continue with human interface device. You might understand that human interface device, it's just a keyboard or a mouse, and it's typically it's plug-and-place device. You just put something with USB, and the driver will automatically installed, and this device will ready for use. When we discovered that pretty small devices like Teensy might be used as a keyboard, it was 5 or 6 years ago. We created a proof of concept video and came to some big companies that are related to ATM in Russia, and they was they were pretty upset about what we discovered and asked us to not disclose this information for the public until this year, but we can discuss this in some, let's say, private conversation or private some private meetings. But now we are going to show you finally how what we can do with Teensy using it in the ATM. Here is our demo that we reproduced in our test bed, but it's emulate or real cases in some banks and some in the wild. Some devices that are interconnected through USB might be deinstalled for the maintenance or something, and this their USB cables are available to other connection, other communication. We obtain attacker obtain access to USB, connect Teensy specially with special code, and this code helped to bypass kiosk mode on the ATM and run malware, just executable file from remote share. There will be no logs on the in ATM journal because it's just something that looks like putting some letters through a keyboard. These cases are very hard to investigation. About 20 minutes, 20 seconds is enough to eject a portion of money up to 40 banknotes from the ATM just using Teensy.
Other kinds of devices that has more memory, that has different features, for example, remote control or some other kinds of malicious activity like USB cables that are not actually cables but also kind of Teensy device. You can buy them for $40 or $100, doesn't matter, and they pretty much do the same thing. You obfuscate something as a legitimate device, and the technician use it to install it into the ATM machine. And in this case, you just connect it to the devices. But there are also another kinds of devices that are already connected and already used. And for example, technician need to maintenance this kind of ATM machine. It's through the wall ATM with no external cables, no nothing. Or maybe there is cute kitten on the ATM machine that technician don't want to disturb, and because he loves kittens. Sometimes to actually access these cables, you need to go into ATM machine and do some stuff inside of it, and it's kind of messy. It's kind of giving me problems. And technicians give a solution. We will use the Wireless keyboards. Unfortunately, it's the general idea in some banks and in some companies that they can use single dongle that is connected to the ATM machine and conduct different activities on the ATM machines. And it's kind of scary because there are different kinds of research that affected this kind of devices, wireless devices. For example, mouse jacking attack that affects nrf21 chip. This chip is excellent. It's very cheap. It's used everywhere, and it doesn't provide any security. The customer or the vendor should implement their own crypto inside these devices and protect the customers against malicious modification. And there's also devices from the Great Scott Gadgets that use Bluetooth communication and affect this kind of communication in the malicious way. What are needed to affect ATM machine? We just need to go to this couple of sites, download the GitHub versions of the exploits, use dongle that is used, for example, for quadrocopters or the original dongles that are used by company Logitech, and do some malicious stuff. Here's typical setup. We just use ordinary Android phone and connect our dongle to this cable and leave it nearby the ATM machine. Next time, the normal genuine technician goes to this ATM machine, he will use his little keyboard to do some stuff and leave it away. But on the ATM machine, there will be near the ATM machine will be something that obtained the address of this keyboard or even mouse.
And here's one more proof of concept video that we produced. As Alexei mentioned, we used mouse jack tool to identify the address of this dongle. And when we obtained this address, we connected to this dongle and sent specially prepared commands to the ATM. And it might be run malware from remote share, or we can put some commands to eject money from the ATM just using this communication with dongle, like ordinary keyboard. And after some times, we will get the money. This unauthorized cash out typically takes about 40 seconds to eject a portion up to 40 banknotes from the ATM, and we can repeat it again and again until all ATM with such kind of dongles are will empty.
And the sponsor of this video is Logitech, who uses who uses excellent devices that can be used by anyone, for technician uses or for the customer uses. And they are excellent in both ways, because we can create this video, but they also kind of consider the problems that they are facing and the newer versions of this dongle or the newer firmwares that can be installed on these kind of devices are actually protected from the malicious behavior. And it's pretty much excellent because the community that found problem identified the solution and the solution was implemented on the devices. Everyone wins. There are also other flavors of devices that I already mentioned. There is Bluetooth keyboards or some radio keyboards that can be used. And A couple of days ago, there was someone in the Twitter who made a video with intercepting the communication of his keyboard that is completely in the plain text. And the general idea about the wireless keyboards in ATM machines, it's that ATMs are actually unattended devices. They stay there, and most of the time they are not used by customers, and malicious guy can actually do everything with it through the keyboard and through the mouse remotely, and see if someone goes to the ATM machine, he just press Alt+Tab and return to the original behavior of ATM machine. It's excellent for research, but I don't advise you to do it, because yes, you can obtain different fancy devices that intercept wireless communications. They can sniff nearby devices. And actually, if you speak about the wireless keyboards, there's also another kind of devices that is pretty much scary, because some years ago, there was investigation in Mexico by Brian Krebs about the Bluetooth sniffers that were used in the gas pumps. And these kind of devices can also be detected with the Ubuntu devices. And if you see something in the air near the ATM machine, please do send some kind of message to the bank, because sometimes it's actually a malicious activity. And it's not only about fancy videos and fancy devices.
And if ATM technicians somewhere here, please stop using wireless keyboard. But let's continue with the other part. That is pretty upset when you should pay for taxes or buy tickets and pay some money again. And that feeling that you should input some tons of numbers and letters to pay something in ATM. But this problem, when some people, consumers, should spend a lot of time to enter in the numbers and make an error and do it again and again. Now some ATMs consist of barcode readers to collect all the information about your payments or about your tickets, taxes, and doesn't matter, from the barcodes or from the QR codes, 1D codes or 2D codes. And in some banks already implemented the feature when consumer might make a special, create some special barcode inside the mobile application and withdraw money without cards. And of course, a presentation without mention of bitcoins, it's not good presentation, so this ATM for bitcoins also use barcodes. Barcodes are everywhere. For example, here in Chaos Communication Congress, plenty of barcodes, and even on toilet walls. Don't ask how I found these barcodes. And if you want to buy some stuff, for example, Club Mate in a convenience store, typically cashier use the barcode installed on the cash desk and put a bottle or put some stuff to this barcode reader to enter the information about this stuff to the program. Thanks for Chinese guys from Tencent X Lab when they discovered this funny when they told us funny story about how to bypass cashier and put some specially create a QR code and download and execute application. There are plenty of codes to and plenty of possibility to eject control keyboards, keyboard inputs to the barcode, or put some information. There are plenty of ways, but we prepare one more video when we create special barcodes and put it on the Kindle to bypass kiosk mode on the ATM and make some piece of magic from remote share again. There will be no logs again inside the ATM journals because it looks like some letters, some numbers were input from the keyboard. And if the banks will try to understand what happened, they just should understand that in logs there will be some strange situation when a keyboard when a barcode reader is looks like keyboard. Typically, barcode reader in ATM connected to the PC through COM or USB ports, and on the other end. Of the cable is port looks like VGA, but we had some strange and maybe let's say protected ATM when the USB cable was cut it up and a couple of hours to solder in the new cable, and we had the right way and the proper way to eject money from the ATM when I mentioned in the previous video.
The original research involves some reconfiguring of the barcode reader or using the codes that are inside of the barcode reader already. And we found, we came up with the simple fuzzing idea to use it against any barcode that is out there. Just enable it somehow, for example, pay for something or do something. Use the code 128 barcode with special symbol FNC3 at the start. And actually, barcode readers are beeping. And if it beeps the wrong way, it seems that this code is accepted. Sometimes, in the original research, it's also mentioned that most of the barcode readers are using the USB cables, but this particular one wasn't using it, and we should rewire it. But during our assessments, we have seen barcode readers that are already in keyboard mode with the USB connection, and obviously you can send some symbols that are not the printed ones, and they actually do some interesting stuff with the reader itself. For example, it uses different function buttons, it's using different special combinations of buttons like control delete and so on. And of course, do it responsibly, don't do it at the Congress because we are all using barcodes and sometimes they also can be affected. That was about the barcodes, and we were speaking also about the migration of the from Windows XP to Windows 7 that were during the previous years, and we prepared some small comparison, like the problems that were facing by Windows XP and Windows 7 that were not used for a long time. For example, Windows 7 were implemented only 2 years ago or 1 year ago on ATM machines. We have some nice vulnerabilities in Windows XP like MS-08067. And we actually haven't seen the fully patched system, fully patched ATM system with Windows XP. The same problem goes with Windows 7. We have nice vulnerability MS-1710 that can actually be exploited by the remote user. And we also haven't seen the fully patched ATM system. But yay, they migrated to Windows 7. And for example, these are the data from the ATM assessment, and the screenshots are the forensic investigation of one ATM machines that were affected by WannaCry virus, that were affecting different kinds of devices, and it doesn't matter if it was Swift or if it was computer, ordinary home system, or if it was ATM machine. We have also seen the shift from the IPv4 to IPv6. Unfortunately, who uses IPv6? And in the internet, there are some sites that are already implementing it, but in the networks, everyone uses IPv6 because the new operating systems by default enable it and no one uses it, but malicious guys can actually abuse the firewalling rules that allow anyone to use this communication in the wrong way. PowerShell is excellent because for a couple of years it was not detected by anyone. It was like silver key to any system. If we have faced the Windows 7, you can actually do some great stuff like Mimikatz or DLL injection, get strokes, anything. Unfortunately, the honeymoon was over, and here's the current detection of the problems with of the malware that is used that is using PowerShell. With ATM machines, it's much more easier because you can use code from the MSDN or different sites that provide default code to interact with COM ports or interact with libraries, and often the this type of communication is legitimate, and often it is used by the original software, but the malicious guy can issue the command, dispense all the money from the ATM machine with PowerShell. It's only a few keystrokes, and it's actually very easy to use it with QR codes or with different external keyboards. It's for not a conclusion. There are different kinds of devices that are already there, and we have investigated some of them and most of them. We haven't spoken about touch screens because they're obviously another point of entry to the ATM machines. There are different NFC readers that also can be affected, and so on and so forth. There are biometric devices that we have spoken 2 years ago at this very same conference, and I think there is a solution against the problems with the iris. You can just close your eyes and don't use them. We are thankful for community because of the gadgets that were created, and they're very helpful for us and very helpful for you to analyzing what communications are there. And it's also another point of, that we haven't spoken today, that you can actually abuse the drivers that are used by the ATM machine, because vendor-specific, it's the vendor-specific. It's like the SCADA systems or different ICS systems. The data that is transmitted is actually the can be prone to errors or some problems. And you can exchange all these two devices with single radio that is was provided by the Congress or at the camp. It's awesome device that actually implements both the phase denser capabilities, radio capabilities, and you can do everything with it and abuse different activities. We are very thankful for the all the researchers that are there who given us the inspiration to use something against ATM machines. We are thankful for the Congress, for the excellent devices, excellent community, excellent communication, because some of our ideas are brought from the people, and we are thankful for everyone who is attending. And there are different kinds of devices that can be accessed remotely, but there is also a possibility to just cut a hole in the ATM machine, and we are thankful vendors who provide us with the work that we are doing. Security is a process, and I hope that we are making ATMs better, and we are trying to do our best to help the community, and there is something could do it cheaper. Thank you, everyone. If you have any questions, please ask.
Thank you, Olga. Thank you, Alexei, for sharing your impressive work. I hope we have some questions. I see over there, microphone 3, please.
Hi. So you looked at wireless keyboards and mice and stuff like that, but did you look at wireless cards like NFC?
Yes, we have analyzed some of the devices that are NFC readers, but unfortunately we can't speak about them right now because we are in the process of communicating with vendor to fix these vulnerabilities, because the problems that we have shown on the slides are actually already known, and we try to drive attention to these problems because they do exist right now. They are here for 2, 3, 4 years, and the motto of this Congress is refreshing memories, sorry. And we try to refresh memories not only for vendors, but also for the people who are using ATMs.
We have also questions from the internet. My signal angel.
Yes, the internet wants to know how you did at hardware to test this stuff on.
Can we get the hardware?
Yeah.
Actually, you can buy it from eBay. It's cheap as sand in matter of the ATM machine. Because, for example, you can buy the old servers that were very pricey at the time, and now they're sold for 1,000 euros. And for the ATM machines, it's actually the same. The most expensive part of ATM machine, it's actually the safe, and you don't need the safe to conduct research.
Microphone 1, please.
Yes. Will you be releasing any of the code that was done for your testing? I'm asking for a friend.
Good job.
Your friend can speak to my friend.
Okay, another question from the internet.
Yes. The internet wants to know regarding the remote attacks. So did you have access to the bank network or something? And how do you figure out what you actually need to do?
We actually bought the ATM machines for our test bed, and we are analyzing it in our spare time. And we also communicating with banks and providing services from them to for them to understand what problems they're facing. So yes, we are communicating with real banks and real ATM machines.
And another one from the internet.
Yes. The internet wants to know for one of the remote radio things, if it's a 27 megahertz technique like karaoke.
Yes, there are keyboards that are using 27 megahertz to communicate with the dongle, and this communication is generally affected.
Okay. Over there, microphone 5, I guess, yeah.
Have you tested this in the wild?
We're testing assessments, so I don't advise you to test it in the wild. And as for the barcode readers, we trying to test them, for example, in the different shops or different vending machines, that to analyze if it's possible to send them the control codes. So sometimes, maybe.
He's joking.
Another one from the internet.
Okay. Do you know why most ATMs run Windows instead of Linux, which maybe is not as vulnerable to malware and other vulnerabilities?
Yes, it's an excellent question that is asked every time that we are given presentations. Unfortunately, there is legacy code that is used only on the Windows machines, and unfortunately, the vendors of the devices inside the ATM machines, they don't disclose the specifications of their devices, and there is no easy possibility for the Linux to use this kind of devices. But when we get to the ATM machines, we actually reboot them into the Linux and use Python to interact with them. It's generally possible, but it's not done because legacy.
Okay, I don't see any more questions, so let's thank the speakers again.